Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, some new labels, some new regulations, some new stuff going on. You're going to inform the people.
Yeah, just wanted to take a little bit of time to acknowledge that on February the 6th, the EPA approved a two-year registration allowing over-the-top use of some certain dicamba herbicides for the 26 and the 27 growing seasons. That label is only going to be valid until February 6th of 2028. So again, only really good for the growing seasons of 26 and 27. Blake, I'm going to stop right there. Am I being recorded? I'm not hearing. Did you guys change something? Because I'm not hearing the, it doesn't sound like it's being recorded almost on my end.
Oh, no, no, you're all good. We're good on our end.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to double check. Like, in the past, I'd always heard, like, a fuzziness, and then I'm not hearing that today, so I just wanted to stop real quick.
I'm glad we were able to fix that, because that was kind of annoying, to be fair.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm glad you got rid of it. I just wanted to verify that before I went through this, that it was taken care of. So I'll get back into my program. I apologize for that.
No problem.
So one of the big changes with dicamba now is that the herbicide is now classified as a restricted use pesticide, meaning only certified applicators with dicamba training will be able to apply them. There are other regulations as well. There's mitigation, so runoff mitigation points that we have to be able to follow. Everybody's going to have at least three per application with dicamba. There's, of course, a buffer downwind. It's a 240-foot downwind buffer, and we're going to have to be extremely sensitive or cautious of sensitive crops that are going to be downwind. Drift and volatility controls have also been strengthened. All applications must include the approved drift reduction and volatility reduction agents. And we're going to have to use larger or more coarse droplets. We're going to have to find the right nozzles once again to be able to apply this product. There is a minimum spray volume of 15 gallons to the acre of total product. That's not going to be just dicamba. And then we have to maintain that spray booms are no higher than 24 inches. Yes, that does mean that all aerial applications, such as a plane or even using the use of drones, is going to be banned. And another big one for operators is you have to be under 15 miles to the hour when you're applying this. So that was just some applicator restrictions there, but now we're going to have some more like timing and weather restrictions, okay, because they got strengthened or more strict as well. So they're only going to be allowed, or you will only be allowed to spray between 1 hour after sunrise and 2 hours before sunset, and when wind speeds are between 3 and 10 miles an hour. So finding days where we've got 3 to 10 mile an hour winds is going to be extremely tricky. And then when we also can't be expecting rain within 4 hours of that application. And then we get into the temperature stuff. So temperatures, we cannot make applications if the temperatures exceed 95 degrees on the day of or after treatment. And when temperatures are between 85 and 95 degrees, only half of the county's dicamba-tolerant acres can be applied or can be treated. I don't really know how they're going to check that or hold our producers accountable there, but that is something that is on the label. Something else that was mentioned was only using the National Weather Service to document the weather at the time of those applications. A few additional limits or restrictions would be there's no use on soybeans after the R1 or the reproduction stage, and there's no tank mixes containing ammonium sulfate or AMS. And then the last one kind of being applicators must also check with each product website within 7 days of spraying for updated regulations. So as you can see, there's just a long list of new things that are being kind of thrown at us in order to use dicamba. I think that could hurt dicamba a little bit in terms of how much we're going to be using, at least this year. But I just thought it was important to get that information out to you guys. If you would like to see the list of the changes, you can go check out the K-State e-update on February the 12th. So if you just Google K-State e-update, it'll take you to that website, and you can actually keep hitting the previous article to get back to February 12th. Or you can give me a call at the office at 785-448-6826.
Very important regulations to make sure everybody is informed. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.